Box A, Dynamic Memory. One of the drawbacks of the arrays covered thus far is that their size is fixed, and their size must be specified in advance. That is to say, the code snippet shown in Box A is illegal, since the array size n is variable and not fixed. The compiler doesn't know what n is until after the program starts, and the user inputs the value. To get around this problem, we must use dynamic memory. Dynamic memory is memory we allocate and deallocate at runtime, runtime being while the program is running. Note that dynamic memory leaves the burden of allocation and deallocation in the hands of the programmer, so you need to allocate it when you need it and delete it when you are done with it. Box B, allocation. To create memory dynamically, we use the new operator. The new operator returns a pointer to the newly allocated memory. See the box for some examples. Note the syntax difference between allocating single data types versus arrays. Also note that the new operator returns a pointer. You must use pointers with dynamic memory. Box C, deallocation. To delete memory that you have allocated with new, you must invoke the delete operator on the pointer to the memory. See the box for some examples. Note that you attach a bracket operator suffix when deleting arrays. It is very important that you use the delete version that matches the data you allocated with new. So use delete for single data types allocated with new, and use delete array for arrays created with new. Box D, memory leaks. Memory leaks refer to what happens when you lose a pointer to memory which you have allocated with new before you were able to delete that memory. The code snippet in the box illustrates a common example. Here we allocate an array of 100 floats in the function memleaker. When the function returns, all local variables are deleted automatically, which includes the pointer array of floats. Remember, a pointer is a variable too, it just points to other memory. What this amounts to is that we have lost our pointer to the dynamic memory we've allocated. Because we never called the corresponding delete operator for that dynamic memory, it will not be deleted. We have leaked memory. Moreover, since we lost the pointer to that memory, it is impossible to ever delete it since we have no idea where that memory lives anymore. We lost access to it when we lost the pointer. The problem is compounded by the fact that we call memleaker hundreds of times inside main. Because memleaker leaks a certain amount of memory each time it's called, if this function is called often enough, it is possible that it will drain and leak all of the available memory, which obviously is not a good thing. The moral of the story is to always delete any memory you allocate with new. See the textbook for a correct implementation of the function.